Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Hosted.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Show. I am your host, V. We've got my co-host here, Will Turbitt from the Man of Truth.
That's right, guys. Fake Mike Real News in the house. Want to say real quick, rest in peace to my boy, John McAfee, man. Very upset about that news. I re-aired the interview him and I did today, and just craziness. Even if he did actually kill himself, it's trending on Twitter right now. McAfee didn't kill himself. Even if he did, he was definitely led to kill himself by the U.S. government. So, yeah, people got mixed feelings about him, but it's still sad to see somebody go. So, RIP to your boy.
Absolutely. Well, everyone knows that I'm still very upset about DMX. I'm not going to let that rest. I hope DMX himself is resting in peace, but I really want to get at these vaccine murderers and really expose it. I just cannot let it rest. Anyhow, we have a guest with us this evening. We have Alan here with us. Alan, please introduce yourself.
I will say, yeah, vote mine here. And I just figured right there at the beginning I'd get rid of any, you know, white supremacy I had in me or anything. The Fresh Prince of Bratislava, how are you doing tonight, Will? V, I've heard you describe yourself. You know, you call yourself the Fresh Prince of Bratislava. And I kind of know where that is in Poland. We've talked about some of the stuff going on around there. I'd love to be where you're at. I've heard you describe yourself, you know, so I kind of see you as a cross between, like, what, Will Smith, Bob Marley, some Rambo, and maybe a little Plato or Socrates thrown in there, you know. It's kind of a weird combination, but, you know, I've heard you describe yourself with dreadlocks, and, you know, and you're this big badass, or you're Rambo, and it's like, but then you call yourself the Fresh Prince. And you're very deep, so you know that's where the Plato or the Socrates and that stuff comes in. I really like listening to y'all. I really do.
I'm more like the Count of Monte Cristo.
Okay.
Except for
no one knows what's under the mask. Well,
I guess I'd be instead the Count of Lower Silesia.
It's very weird. You called me yesterday and asked me to be on your show tonight. And I was sitting here thinking, what it might be something I might want to bring up. And I started thinking, I was like, I've read this several times before. It's just a couple of paragraphs from a book written by a guy named Barry Goldwater in 1979. It was his biography and the memoirs, With No Apologies from Barry Goldwater. And it's weird because the copy, I've got a hardback copy of this book that I bought from Dr. Stan Monteith. You know, he had, his people go out and they'd, gone to used bookstores and collected all these used copies and everything of these hardbound editions, and I bought one of them, and I received it, and I was thinking about what I would, I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs out of this book. You started your show last night, B, talking about something called Name Day. I had never heard that term before, never seen it before, until I got this book that I ordered from Dr. Stan Monteith of Barry Goldwater from 1979, and it was like bought up in a pawn shop or a bookstore or a garage sale or something. And on the very inside cover of this, I guess this was given as a gift. It says, Happy Name Day, October 19th, 1979. Love, Connie. When I heard you bring that term up last night, I'm like, after talking with you, I'm like, this has got to be a pretty good show. We're going to have fun. We're not going to leave enemies. It's going to be good. That serendipity there, right there, V, I'm like, I'd never heard that term before in my life, and you were talking about people over in Poland saying, instead of calling it birthday, calling it name day. You almost called last night, B, but I figured I'd save my freak out for tonight.
Well, I'm glad you did. Still, though, enough about me. I want to know more about you. Who are you? What's your origins? How did you get to be here today? I want to know what you've done. What's up?
I've been, a co-host on a show for 5.5 years. We come on Sunday morning. Been here, I've never written a book. Don't have a website. Ain't making money off YouTube videos or anything else. I grew up, if you've ever seen the movie Idiocracy, V, that's kind of me, Joe. It's like my father was...
Yes. One of my favorites.
My father's family, they were sharecroppers. They were basically white slaves, in Newport, Arkansas. My mother, her family came over from Germany, settled here in Texas, tried to get along with the Indians. But then, we all know governmental policies. Actually, the Cherokee Nation used to come in down and have powwows until about 2 years ago when the city council said, well, it's not bringing in enough money, and it kind of presents a bad image. I'm average, I never wanted to be the best. I've always been pretty good at most of what I've wanted to do. But being a military brat, never had lifelong friends. So I've sat back and watched. I bartended for 10 years, learned how to read people when they walked through the door, never first judge anyone. I see now, when I was going through school, I thought it was really kind of stupid. It's not like I didn't feel that smart, but what they were doing to me just didn't make sense. When I got into college, I was in college. I did environmental research, found out that was a sham. Did cell molecular biology research, found out that was a sham. I'm just a good guy. I've hunted and fished my whole life. Got a Daisy Cub BB gun when I was 5 years old. I've had a pocket knife in my pocket ever since I've been big enough to have pockets on my pants. I can remember playing mumbly peg underneath the big oak tree in San Angelo, Texas, at recess. First grade. We pulled our knives out. We played with knives. We played little games with knives, and no one died. It's a whole different world, B. I see what's going on, and I don't like it. And since I've been on the radio, I've been trying to inform people. You've got to understand, don't just stop at one level and think you know it. What's really going on? I've heard you. I'm not a TI. I have no idea why, but because I know they've listened to things that I've said, and I know they listen to what you do, and I can't say why that happens, but I understand the technology. I understand what's being brought to bear against us. I've listened to you. I've listened to every other show, Stat Miller, people on this network for 15 years. I've heard people come, people go. Some I like, some I don't. Some, it's like confirms, denies. But I also watch, and I read a lot. I use an analog, what we used to call our brain, B. I'm not, I'm not part of the digital world, and I've seen what it's done to the world around me. And trying to, even people that admit, be that, you know, well, I know, you know, it's being for the bad, but we wouldn't be able to talk. I'm like, but if they didn't have that ability anyway, I wouldn't want to have to talk to you halfway across the planet from me, V. You know, not saying, you know, if I met you face to face, I might like you, we might not, but I've listened to you. I know your heart. I know you're trying to do what's best. You know, I didn't grow up a poor black child. Like I said, I grew up just a white guy who never really hated anyone because of what they look like. I've been around a lot of shiitake mushroom people. Sorry there, Mike. I've been in the corporate world. I've been 8 foot down in ditches putting in sewer lines and new subdivisions in the town that unfortunately I was part of turning it into the crap hole it's becoming. I've watched and I've learned my brain to rethink about that term. You know, and that's what I hear from you guys. I know I'm. You said I'm long-winded.
Yeah,
as a caller, as a guest, I'm going to be real long-winded. I'm sorry. I will shut up. But you know, I'm just telling y'all where I come from, what I see, what I'm trying to stop.
Well, people who are a jack of all trades, I'm typically very in tune with those kind of people because I'm one myself. yeah, sewer lines, that's tough work. I think I used to do sprinkler lines, but not sewer lines.
Yeah, oh no, I had this big machine that ran along the ground. This guy worked with it. It was y'all can look it up if you don't believe me. It's a 655T Vermeer belt trencher. And we had an extended boom, and it would dig a trench 28 inches wide and 8.5 foot deep down, as the deepest it would go. And this was just a beast of a machine. It could do like 300 foot an hour. I mean, it just chewed
up.
Oh,
yeah.
Stuff.
I used to run Bobcat now and again.
I've run big machinery. You know, I've had a pretty exciting life. I've gone canoeing, kayaking, skydiving. I've never gone hang gliding, which is one thing I would like to do. But you know, snow skiing, water skiing. Never been surfing, actually. Never been around the ocean. But you know, I lived my life. I enjoyed it, and I never became part of. Man, what I see to be successful, you've got to be. Like I would have been good at research, B. I found out that research, well, we got to kind of massage our figures to keep our grant funders happy. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? The second time, you know, first time was environmental, second time was cell and molecular. I'm like, what I would have loved to have done, be, I would have had to give up my moral and just say, well, okay, here, I'm just take it and I'll say yes when you want me to. That's never been me, B. You know, I've always been outdoors, man. I've been with nature. I've not been religious. You know, I never needed religion. I never needed words on paper to make me who I am. You know, I am. I grew up outdoors. I shot a lot of stuff with that Daisy Cub BB gun, caught a lot of fish, ate a lot of fish, ate rattlesnake, you know, all kind, ate squirrel, you know, all kinds of things. You know, frog legs. It's. I'm sitting outside right now. Can you hear the tree frogs? I'm barefoot, and I'm barefoot. My pet deer is right here too, the one that has a collar on. Because right now we've got like the brightest moon we're going to have for the rest of the year. I think is right now. So I'm sitting outside. I'm sorry. I'll shut up and ask me some questions, and we'll start the discussion.
Apparently, when I was a kid, frog legs were my favorite. Yeah, that sort of stuff. I used to eat alligator. Things like that. I was a little human garbage disposal. There was no cuisine experience that I denied as a child. You didn't hear me say, no, I don't want to eat this, I don't want to eat that. Well, with the exception of Brussels sprouts. Other than that, get out of my way.
Actually, lately,
been
eating a lot of asparagus. I've got a very well-established asparagus bed, and asparagus and eggs and your own homegrown onions and such. I live meagerly, I guess, but for me, comfortably.
Yeah. fishing, you know, does anybody do that anymore? I mean, I used to fish with my uncle out in the Florida Keys. He had a yacht out there, and I used to be up there on his yacht, and I'd catch about 100 red snapper a day.
So you were like in the salt water in the flats and stuff out there? Did you like go up, you know, do freshwater fishing? I mean, I grew up along the Arkansas River.
I'm still, you know, that poor kid from East LBK. don't get twisted. I'm still street gangster. You can't take that out of me. But rich members of the family. Surprisingly, you know, growing up in life, finding out that I had some. Went and visited a lot whenever I could. So
you didn't go out on one of the yachts, you know, with the little waitresses and everything, you know, and they would catch the fish for you and then you pose for the picture. No, yeah, I understand. I built a pond on my property down here, and I was just down today. I'll go down and I'll catch a couple of these big old perch, and I'll bring them up and flay them and put them in a fry pan and eat them and. That's just, I try to supplement as much as I can. Nature, V. Nature. I love nature.
Life is beautiful and simple when you have nature. But when you start seeing all that nature around you, just suddenly just get bulldozed, it really takes it out of you. I mean, I'm scared to revisit Austin. I mean, to go back home.
I don't know when the last time you were here, but it has changed majorly. My brother lived at a lakeway out here. It's just, I mean, there's just thousands and thousands and thousands of tract homes everywhere you go now. Austin is not. You remember 6th Street? I can remember 6th Street like in the 80s.
I mean, last time I was in Austin, Texas was 2009.
Okay. Wow. So you have no idea what it was really like back when. It was it's kind of like, you know, this whole area right here, you remember, everyone's heard the song, "Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas with Willie and Waylon and the boys." That song started the whole infiltration of this once nice, beautiful, calm, Germanic, you know, heritage neighborhood, just good people who wanted to get along and just live their own lives. And when that song came out right outside of Luckenbach, Texas, it's like, well, the only place they could come to stay was Fredericksburg. So they started getting more and more hotels, and everything started growing. And it has just become a commercial nightmare here. I used to ride my bike up and down the sidewalks here, V., and 75% of the people that I met, I was related to one way or another, you know, through marriage most of the time, you know, some of them sometimes through blood. If you look deep enough, you know, if you married someone from around here, you kind of had to be sure that you weren't marrying blood relatives, you know, just so, you know, and it's people from California, people from California on Main Street now know more people than I do walking down Main Street. And that's not wrong.
That's why I had to get the hell out of Texas. I'm thinking to myself, you know, yeah, I may just date a lot of Caucasian women, but it's like, you know, who knows? I might want to change my mind one day, settle down with someone and just produce, you know, some more dark-skinned babies. But it's like all these people, they all seem like family to me. It just seemed a little weird. Never really been attracted. I move up to Detroit. And it's like, oh my God, every girl I see is just gorgeous to me. Every black girl, it's just like, oh my God, and this is a totally different gene pool. It's like, okay, I'm going to have some fun up here.
And you know, B, speaking on these terms, I get channels out of Africa, you know, the Ivory Coast, Sudan, Mali, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, I see black people and I see the differences. And, you know, it's a whole different culture over there. It doesn't mean that black people in this country are like... Right.
With Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Freak out, yo!
All right. Yeah, so. Oh, and something else has actually come up. I know we have Alan here, our wonderful guest, who's also a host on the network. I want to ask very quickly, guys, you want a Halloween show? You know, that's my shiznittle. Right there. if you want me to do a Halloween show, you know, let us know. Let's petition to do that. I'll ask a few of the hosts on the network, see if I can take over their hours for the day and do a little V marathon. And I don't know, maybe have other hosts from the network join me that entire time or part of that time. Tell some scary life stories. I don't know. We'll do something.
Well, you know, the guy that is actually the host of the show that I've been on for, you know, like I said, 5.5 years or so. Here, Steve O'Brien, and he's kind of lives a different. He's got a family life, so he can't really stay up late enough. You know, a lot of times to listen to you. But he's listened to you one time, and one time he was out there, I think it was the Halloween show, and he said, That was pretty creepy. You were talking about, you know, how you became, you know, a TI, and once you, you know, started figuring out and yada yada, and he's like, wow, that was pretty powerful, you know?
That's probably the creepiest show I've ever done, yeah.
Yeah. We can go anywhere you want to, man. You know, you want to go TI, you want to go technology, you want to go... everything comes down to mind control, V, you know?
Everything does.
The beautiful job they've done, I do admire it now. I'm not even evil, but I do admire it, you know? What they've done and how they do it. Crazy, man.
I feel like, you know, like, spoiler alert, like, you know, we've seen it all though already, you know, and all these horror movies, they've de-occulted it and made it into something that is conditions us.
Once you understand the methods, you see the, like, you know, the metaphors and the representations exactly. You know, you can watch South Park, you know, and find out a whole lot about what is really going on just by watching South Park. It's just, if you don't know what's going on, it seems kind of dumb and stupid and senseless. But, you know, there's been a lot of stuff that they put on South Park episodes that is pretty much, you know, to point. They present to mm-hmm. us the... You know, they mesmerize us, they present to us, they put it in our face, and mm-hmm. if you know what's going on, if you know their methods, you can see it, and it's so insultingly in your face that you're like, everyone around you is just like running scared and chicken, and you're like, what do you mean? It's fake. Can't you see it? You know?
My research, it's been a lot of you know... Okay, pick up this information, research that information, and, you know, whatever else I couldn't figure out myself. It's like, okay, we got to figure out a way to color this in. Okay. Oh, you know, I hadn't watched TV in a long time. Oh, it's all so blatant. Oh, it's so, and it's just like, instead of filling in another 20% to fill out the 100, you got 200% now. And it's like, they're slapping you in the face with it. And it's insulting.
I was talking before, you know, about, you know, this book by Senator, you know, Barry Goldwater, you know, With No Apologies, The Personal and Private Political Memoirs of United States Senator Barry Goldwater. I believe, and it's from 1979, I believe the Council on Foreign Relations and its ancillary elitist groups are indifferent to communism. They have no ideological anchors. Due to their pursuit of a new world order, they are prepared for to deal without prejudice with a communist state, a socialist state, a democratic state, monarchy, oligarchy. It's all the same to them. Rear Admiral Chester Ward, United States Navy retired, who was a member of the CFR for 16 years, has written, "The most powerful clique in these elitist groups have one objective in common. They want to bring about the surrender of the sovereignty and the national independence of the United States. Their goal is to impose a benign stability on the quarreling family of nations through merger and consolidation. They see the elimination of national boundaries, the suppression of racial and ethnic loyalties as the most expeditious avenue to world peace. Their rationale rests exclusively on materialism. They believe economic competition is the root cause of international tension. This approach dismisses as insignificant the form of government or the political ideology expressed by that form." Sorry, those are kind of twisting words there. But
yeah,
1979, him telling us exactly, you know, what they don't care. You know, it's like everyone says it's the Chaitoms, it's the Muslims, it's the Russians, it's the global elite.
Listen, we have to take another break, but then we'll be back for the long haul. Okay?
We'll
be able to dig in right after this commercial break. So, you know what that means, guys? You listening, stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Talk about something here really quickly. I want to talk about this whole transhumanism because I've done documentary on it with the chemtrails to the vaccines, how it is to reconfigure mankind. Now, I've been hearing people who have become for lack of a better term, ultra magnetic, since they have had the shot. Uh-oh, did you guys lose me?
Making that submarine noise.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. That's Red Pill Nation. I cannot make that program tonight. So, anyways. Weren't you talking something about that, Alan, during the break? Having coins being magnetically attracted to people after taking the vaccine?
Well, no. I can tell you this. Like I said, I've got a scientific background. I was into research in cellular molecular biology, genetics. I understand a lot of this stuff, and as I've been out of it for a long time, but I understand the basics. This stuff from the start I thought was crap. I said from the start it's going to be the vaccines, and they're going to do this. Tried to explain this all to my mother. She saw it. You know, it's coming to find out, my mother got the vaccine. Did not have a real good week that week, B. You know, she's 90 years old. I don't want to see her go any quicker than she has to. You know, she's been around a while, and she's still healthy as a horse, generally. But I went over. She got it. I found out on a Monday. I just asked her. I said, you got the vaccine, didn't you? She said, yes. I stewed all that week. I went over on a Friday with just a little round disc, ceramic disc magnet, about, you know, 3/4 inch diameter, you know, 3/16 of an inch thick or so, you know, just average, you know, little kitchen magnet type thing. And knocked on her door, and she opened the door up, and I said, where did you get your shot? She said, well, right here. She pulled her sleeve up and pointed, and it's like I stuck it there, and well, it didn't stick. So I moved it around a little bit, about 2 inches up from where she pointed. I put the magnet up there, and it just stopped. And it stuck. And in like a little one-inch circle right at the injection site, that magnet would stick there. Put it anywhere else on her arm, the other arm, anywhere else on her body, wouldn't stick. At the injection site, B, it did stick. She got the Moderna vaccine that was given out in this area. Okay. I was kind of freaked out. I stopped on my way back out to my ranch, got a burger at her place. There was 2 girls inside. Most people were sitting outside listening to some music. And I said, you got the vaccine, I'm sure. And she said, yeah. I said, well, do you mind if I just try something? She lifted her arm up, put the magnet up there, it stuck to her. Okay. Freaked out a little bit more. Drove out here, stopped at my little cousin's place down here. She'd been a nurse her whole life. I know she got the vaccine. Stuck to her arm. Came past my place to my other cousin's. He went to Austin, influential, got the Pfizer vaccine. The other 3 had the Moderna vaccine. He got the Pfizer, could not get it to stick to his arm. He said, well, this one. I tried both arms just to be sure. But I can tell you the Moderna vaccine given out in Fredericksburg, Texas, right in this area in Gillespie County, the 3 people that I tried, I don't have electron microscopes or anything else to test any of this other stuff, but I do have magnets all over the place, and it stuck to my mother's arm. Freaked me out. I'm not lying. I have no reason to lie. It freaking freaked me out.
That is the nano aluminum, everybody. And I'm guessing, depending upon the company, the quality of the nano in itself is going to vary. So Moderna is one to be looking out for. It's actually probably, I don't know, safe is a term that I don't want to use, but I'm going to use it anyways. It's probably a safer one, because if the nano aluminum, if it starts sticking to the one on the Pfizer, that means it's more refined, and it's definitely going to break the blood-brain barrier. Without a doubt.
All these vaccines do is they damage your immune system a little bit more. Some, you know, they try to give this one shot is the same for everyone. You know, I was in this field, developmental biology and embryology. From a gastrula to a blastula, you know, to a zygote, to an embryo, to a baby. You know, through all you know, everything, crustaceans, invertebrates, vertebrates, both, the life cycles. What these things do is no one is the same. Your DNA, everyone is slightly different. Your physiology. I've bartended for 10 years. I've seen, 280-pound guys, that would drink two beers and just be crap-faced, And I knew little guys that weighed 150 pounds, 5'8", wearing cowboy boots, a little redneck SOB, and they could sit there and drink half a bottle of Jack Daniels and half a case of beer in a night and be just fine. Mm-hmm. Everyone's physiology is different, and they try to give us this one-option-fits-all crap. That's why some children with the vaccinations go instantly catatonic, like my niece, autistic. Woohoo! The MMR vaccine at 12 months. No.
Oh.
So some people it affects, but downstream, latent effects. This is the crap, and I've watched people the grade around me be. When I was in grade school, everyone was like me. Three quarters of the kids in the lunchroom, in the dining room at lunchtime, they had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in their lunchbox. Nowadays, if someone brings a peanut butter and jelly sandwich into an elementary school, they lock it down. They've got to come in and sterilize the whole place and radiate it and everything. I mean,
yeah,
I've watched the allergy change around me.
Yeah, I remember hearing someone saying the peanut allergy thing didn't exist, 70 years ago. It's not something you heard of.
Peanut oil as an adjuvant to jack your immune system into a reaction. They used peanut oil, so your immune system got sensitized to peanuts. So when you came into contact with a peanut, it went into an anaphylactic reaction, and it was just doing what it was trained to do. The people doing this to us, B, are freaking evil.
Are you saying that? Where do you think that came from, the peanuts? I've heard people speculate it's potentially the vaccinations that caused that. Where do you guys speculate that comes from?
Yeah. They use peanut oil as an adjuvant in the vaccines. And an adjuvant, it's a fancy name for something that pisses your immune system off.
It's an accelerator. It's an accelerator for cell activity.
It pisses your immune system off, so it jacks up and it says, well, what's here? It's like, well, there's peanut oil here, and there's this little maybe particle of something else here, if you believe that vaccines actually do something. But it definitely picks up, the peanut oil, pissed me off. So next time I see peanut oil, it's like the whole hive of bees is going to come out after you. And they're African bees. They don't give up, It's once you understand, it's really simple, and it's so simple it's complex. It's really weird to once you've.
Now I'm actually kind of curious, and because I mean, Will, I don't know if you're seeing any difference here, but. So the end goal, no matter what the government is doing, the end goal is to target our children. So are you seeing, is anybody seeing an increase in children being snatched up and vaccinated, against the parents' will, anything like that? You got any information on that, Will?
There was a New York bill from a few months ago, New York State, where they were trying to make it that you did not need parental consent, and basically anybody under 18 could just say it was up to them. But it's really not up to them in the schools, right? Because everybody in the schools is going to tell them to get there, and the parents, and they're pressuring them, and then they're authority figures, so of course they're going to do that. Luckily, that bill did not pass. They're doing every and anything they can, like we talked about with the social nudging, to get it done, as opposed to be done forcibly. Is it possibly being done forcibly in some places? I'm sure. As a matter of fact, today, again with the social nudging, the governor of Rhode Island was actually going door to door, knocking on the door with vaccines, asking people to get vaccinated. And I've heard from the UK, that was happening in other places with mayors, and they were going around with the armed forces. So not forcing you to do it, but, I mean, he said that the neighborhoods they were doing it were a lot of immigrants from India, Pakistan, and elderly women and in those areas. And shoot, you know, it doesn't have to be mandatory. He did show me a woman overseas that I believe was actually in Pakistan that they grabbed her and they forced her to take a vaccine. But in the UK, in the Western world, they're pretty much doing everything but. Like, can you imagine if you were a little old lady or a recent immigrant from anywhere to UK or the USA, and the mayor knocks on your door with all these armed troops, like, hey, we're here to give you the vaccine. That's going to scare the crap out of you. So I think their goal is to try to do everything they can to make it look voluntary and just forcing it into us. But, you know, that hasn't worked really well so far. And I also think that they're lying about the vaccination numbers. And so that might be the next step. But that's my 2 cents on that.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Will, I think basically kind of what you just said was kind of, who was it, Solzhenitsyn said, if we would have just met them in the stairwells with our kitchen knives and table legs and whatever, you know, and stopped the terror before it gained a real foothold, you know, we should have done so, you know, and we burned, you know, in the gulags, you know. Yeah, it's coming, guys. You know, you see, if you stand back and you see the big picture and you use the minutiae as they use the data that they get from everyone's Facebook, you know, what I had for breakfast and when I'm going to take a crap and stuff, you know. The data, if you use the data in reverse against them, it gets real scary once you actually start seeing what the progression and how they've done it over time and what they're still doing now and how they're dividing and how they're, you know, introducing this and bringing this in and making this a law and making that this an ordinance and this a statute and this a permit and this a blot. You know, everything that we do now is licensed, permitted, you know, ordinanced or something. Poland might be a little different at this point in time, Sylvie, but man, over here, I'm in small crap town, you know, but a lot of affluent people around here, but it used to just be a small little, beautiful little town, and it's turned, and if it's gotten this bad here, it's getting bad everywhere, I'm telling you, folks. I can't give you a solution, man. That's going to be personal for every one of us. You know, bees in Poland. I'm in Central Texas. I'm not sure where you're at, you know, but, you know, our solutions will eventually come down to something we don't want to happen, but it'll be a little different for every one of us.
Sorry. Yeah, and the social part of it, you cannot imagine, you know, they said there's 6 million ways to die. You can't imagine how many millions of ways that they try to do the social nudging and shape policy. I got some checks.
How many ways can they tell you that you can live, but it's not really the life that you want to live. It's a life that they say you can live. You know, that's what they're working towards.
Well, I mean, for example, I've got some checks here. I need to cash them, but I can't cash them here in this country. I would actually have to go to Germany if I wanted to cash them. So that means crossing the border.
You don't have a local office of the Bank of International Settlements there that you can just go and cash your international check at?
Nope. So yeah, I would have, literally have to cross the border and go into Germany at nearest place and try to cash my these particular checks. And it's like,
you know, at least
of course
you learn
I'm gonna
Polish,
have to.
You know, German, it shouldn't be that much harder for you.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, it's the quarantine. So you're gonna be here how long? You're trying to do what? Okay, here's this test. If you don't want to take the vaccine, you have to wait 2 weeks. I can't do all that. Just to cash some checks, I should be able to roll in there and roll back out. You know, but that's not the case.
You know, there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on in the world. I mean, did you hear today, you know, that a apparently Russia had to send some warning shots across a British cruiser or destroyer or something that was cutting across down by Sevastopol down there in the Crimea. You know, I don't know, the British say that they weren't shot at, but then the Russians say it's like, yeah, they were inside of our national waters, you know, and we called them and told them to get the hell out, and they didn't. So we sent a few shots across their bow, and they turned around and kind of went back the other direction. Yeah, it's, you know, what the heck, what's going to happen, B? Man, it's the grand chessboard. It's the grand chessboard, man.
Well, I think that was a test on Russia to see what's going on, because, well, with China, you know, walking in the room, bulging, throwing their junk on the table, you know what I mean? You know, trying to present themselves as the world power. They want to know if Russia is going to back them up. That's really the decision. That is the one thing that is keeping us from just invading China and saying, you know, restraining China, putting a straitjacket, and giving them the shot. Because if they're being backed by Russia, we're not going to be able to do that successfully. So they're using the Chinese tactics right now by slowly invading in territories they know they shouldn't be in. So, yeah, Britain is definitely, you know, there's this whole scare tactic that the CIA uses and the USA. You know, oh, the Russians this, the Russians that. Give us a blank check so we can develop something to counter them. And, you know, that's why we're in a screwed-up situation now. They've been given way too many blank checks. But Britain really is the one that has a hard-on for Russia more than anybody else in the world. So I can definitely see, you know, that happen.
You know, B, I can agree, but you know, can we expand? You know, I have read Harold Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, you know. Like the first three quarters of that book, he was given, you know, supposedly, you know, access to the archives of the Council on Foreign Relations, you know, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Tavistock, whatever you want to call it, you know, the colonial empires, whatever. And, you know, he goes through, they go through every little war that ever happened over there, you know, in Germany and France and England and, you know, between them and between a baron and a duke and a duke and an earl and a king and a duke and a blah, 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 you know. And it kind of all ends up kind of like, you know, the movie Trading Places. It's like, okay, here, Arthur, here's your dollar. You know, you won this time, but I'll win next time. You know, I'll banish myself from the kingdom and I'll be back and we'll win next time, you know. And they don't lose anything, but who loses their lives and everything? The peasants, the serfs, the slaves.
It's all the same family.
Over and it's over. All, yes.
It's all the same family. I mean, forget the nomenclature. It's all the same family. When, for example, when they're trying to find out if the skeletons that they found were the Romanovs, you know, they had to, they had a special sort of a genetic condition. And so that means, you know, finding relatives to see if these skeletons were indeed the Romanovs, they had to have to find people with certain protein mutation. So they went through different sources asking people for their blood. They ended up going all the way to Scotland for some royal a-hole there, so, to give up his blood.
The Celtic.
They went through all the royalty bloodlines all the way across Europe and waited for somebody to say yes in Scotland. That's how closely related all the European bloodlines are.
Goldbergs and the, you know, it's like King Juan Carlos, you know, of Spain. He's not really a Mexican guy. He's of Germanic descent, you know?
Yeah, they often trade places because who's going to be next in line on the throne in order to keep peace between nations, you know, you got to have this Spaniard monarchy, then that German monarchy, then, and yeah, they just keep it muddled in the same family.
Yeah. Will we ever really know the people, you know, the extreme top, you know, probably, you know, it could be the little grand lady, you know, grandma down the street from you for all we know, you know. The real power people, they don't want the spotlight. They're not in it. You know, we know they're, you know, higher level operatives. You know, we know the Rothschilds, we know the Rockefellers, we know the Kissingers, you know, the you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski's, et cetera, et cetera. All the ones that they present to us as the most richest men in the world, you know, it's like they have nothing. You know, there are companies traded on in the city of London that, you know, corporations that are in the trillions of dollars in value. And it's all the same families. Like you said, man, are they actually human? You know, are they reptoids from the planet Pop-Tart? You know, I can't say. You know, there's some evil crap going on, and it's hard to figure out how does this actually hatch out of people? You know, it's got to come from something different than you and I and Will and, you know, most of the people listening hopefully are. You know, we don't think like these people do. And it's real hard when you start learning what they're doing, man. It's real uneasy to figure that, you know, to find out that, man, there are people out there that really are. I mean, nothing like insane wouldn't even cover, you know, in what most people's minds, what these people are really like that are doing this.
Mother Nature is a cruel mistress. Yes, she unleashed the psychopath on us. Yes, it is hereditary, and the elites did it themselves. When you start interbreeding, when you become inbred, something happens before you get to the physical retardation. You get the mental retardation, and the first genetic anomaly that appears from inbreeding is psychopathy. So they literally, these reptiloids bred themselves into existence. They don't respond to the neocortex as like we do. They don't respond to the mammalian cortex like we do. They are primary. They're primal with that reptilian brain, which we have a further relationship from. But they have a very close relationship to it. That is why they are called reptilians.
Else that's kind of scary, you know, how long and how many movies and how many shows, you know, I don't even get regular TV anymore, but I know people that work in the film business here and around Austin, and everywhere he goes to work, everything he does is, how many representations of zombies have they given us? The zombie apocalypse, a zombie this, zombies are cool, zombies are the end thing, you know? They prepared us. Is that what's coming at us? Is that what this mRNA
That's something I love to talk about. But hey, we got to take a break here. We're going to come back on the other side of the break, top of the hour. We'll get into some phone calls as well. So guys, stay tuned.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.